Ho, ho, ho! Thank you to our sponsor, Manscaped. Guess what, guys? It's never too early to play holiday music, and it's never too early to start thinking about gifts. Really, it's not. You got to start thinking about it. Whether it's for a friend or the friends in your pants. You got a lot of friends in your pants. You can make this a season to be jolly with Manscaped. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code BEACHCOPS, B-E-A-C-H-C-O-P-S, at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code BEACHCOPS. Manscaped, get your jingle balls ready for the holidays. Jingle balls.
Hey guys, happy spooky season.
Happy spooky season.
It's the spookiest of all seasons.
Oh, it's Halloween, but this episode is coming out in November.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. Recording on Halloween, but coming out later.
Yeah.
To a theater near you.
You walked into the studio and you thought we were playing a trick on you because there was scary music playing. The lights were dimmed.
Yeah, no one
you
was there.
You called to go, hey, you guys hiding but somewhere?
What I don't want to tell you is that I went, guys, don't fuck with me. Are you here?
Did anyone answer you?
Nobody answered me.
Yeah, but did you realize the scariest part of the phone call you made to me? Was that I answered on your phone.
No, the scariest part was when I saw an old man. I said, have you seen Aaron, Ryan, and Danish? And he said, Aaron, Ryan, and Danish? Why, the building used to have three guys like that in 1932.
What'd you do?
I ran outside and I looked around and the building wasn't there anymore. Oh. It was demolished.
1932 sounds like you made a 1930 poo in your pants.
Oh, yeah. It rolled down and fell into my 1930 shoe.
Oh, man. You were 1930 screw.
You better believe it. I smell like a 1930 zoo.
Why do you have a Tootsie Roll wrapper hanging out of your pocket?
Because I ate a Tootsie Roll last night.
By the way,
why did you throw it away?
After you saw there was no building, it was just a cow pasture, so it was 1930 boo.
Yeah, that's right. And then I killed a cow, ate it, and made some 1930 beef stew.
Ed, you know what was going on back then? A lot of shit in Europe. It was a 1930 coup.
That's right. And they were not very cool to the 1930 Jews.
Yeah. 1930 Jew.
You can watch it on the 1930 news.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, by the way, we need to move the show to Maine.
Okay.
I just found out an interesting fact. Vanity plates there, there's no vetting. You can get anything you want. There's a guy right now driving around in Maine, and his license plate says, fuck you.
That's great.
But they're getting ready to change the laws.
He must live in Bangor, Maine.
Oh, look at this guy.
It's a Maine
humor.
He's
got the Maine references.
Some New England Maine humor.
All I know is clam chowder.
What was that? The clam chowder salesman on the street?
Get your clam chowder over here. Hot, fresh clam chowder in newspapers.
Hey, you're a clam chowder.
He just has it in a bucket.
Yeah.
Like a paint bucket.
That's what Steven Crowder got started.
This guy sounds like a clam doubter.
He is a clam doubter.
Clam doubter Thomas.
Clam doubter.
Aaron's dressed as a slutty softball player.
Aaron, do you want to do a twirl? You want to come in?
You want to show your cool costume?
He's in a thong and a League of Their Own shirt.
What kind of costume would that be?
It's a slutty softball
player.
That's
fucking unbelievable.
Aren't you Olivia Newton-John from Grease?
Aaron's got chills. Sure.
He's Olivia Newton-John from the Let's Get Physical video.
He's Olivia Newton-John from the John.
O-N-J.
Imagine so dressed up as Olivia Newton-John with a toilet seat around their head and a turd on their face. And they're like, Olivia
That's a
Newton-
great costume.
That's not a great costume.
Olivia Newton-John.
What if you did Fig Newton-John?
Oh, I love Fig Newtons.
Do you?
Fuck yeah.
Not great.
I used to break them apart, put them back together. tastes even better.
What? What you, that would you glue
is
it?
Is that the slogan? I thought that was the slogan. It was for something else. It's actually fruit roll-ups, I think, that they said they could do that. But I got them confused with fake Newtons and kindergarten.
Did you say fake Newtons?
Fake Newtons.
You're like, we couldn't afford real fake
Do you like
Newtons.
The flavor or the original?
I like the original fig.
Okay.
But I would. I remember in kindergarten, I got in trouble because I broke apart my buddy's all his fake Newtons. I said...
It's a classic case of who broke all
you
the...
You break them apart, you put them back together, they'll taste even better. And
oh, it's because you could put them back with the jelly.
Yeah.
Fig Newton.
You were gluing them though, right?
No, yeah, I glued his together with super glue. He got plastic poisoning.
I saw this woman the other day, DeWitt, who I think could have been your dream woman.
Tell me about her.
I was at this Halloween. Have you ever gone, like, businesses do, like, trick-or-treating for kids?
Yeah, so we
went to one of those.
Oh, yeah. There's a lady with her ass cheeks out.
No, so.
Like a twerking.
Wait, what kind of businesses do it?
It's just whatever businesses. It's all.
Apparently
it's
a like, horny business.
They're like Chase Bank.
Welcome to Living Spaces, where you can come and trick-or-treat all day.
Just do it right out front. So it's like Chase Bank, some mom and pop, some restaurants.
Night of the Living Dead Spaces.
The cigar shop wasn't taking part, but there were two dudes just sitting in there. So you had to walk
They didn't
by
give
it.
The kids free hookahs?
No cigars, no.
No free shisha?
So when I was leaving, a woman, she's probably 60s, 60 years old
or
so.
Let's go on. With I'm her, listening.
They were going to a bar.
Hold on. Can he... Aaron, you might need to pan the camera up so he can start his jerking now.
So I parked in front of a bar. Her and this guy were going into a bar. And she was dressed like she was from the 60s.
Uh-huh.
And she had the biggest... perkiest old lady boobies.
Oh yeah,
I'd ever seen that. So, were like basically in a bikini top.
She was dressed as like a mod, or what was she dressed?
Dressed
as
like a hippie kind of. But
oh
like,
fuck,
she's dressed as a
penguin. Hold on a second, my friend Andrew's gonna need some.
Actually, so let me tell you. But if you're gonna take a picture, Halloween is the best time to do it. You're like, hey, great costume.
Yeah, let me tell you how to do it, Danish. You get your kid and you go, hey, can I get a picture of
hey,
you guys
get together?
Then you go, oh great, that's a great costume.
But she's like, why are you closed up on my boots?
She won't know.
Dude, this is your dream woman.
Dude, I have been so into these big, beefy-tittied old ladies.
The good news is that they're like, boobies are like ears, and they keep growing with age.
Some of them get, I like a nice slopper.
Real. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like those sloppies.
You can find those.
Yeah, they're easily available.
They are readily available.
I call them soggy sloppers.
Do you? Do you like to push them up and then let them just drip all over your face?
No, but I did know a girl who was like 20.
Make it rain?
She was probably 20.
Yeah.
And when I was like 21, but she had big old titties that were soggy sloppers back then. So I can't imagine what they are now. They're probably your dream.
Dude,
like
hit her up on Facebook.
Like a booby stew.
That's what I'm talking about, dude. I want a booby so sloppy that she can pour it on my face.
You know what you should do is hit women up online. What were your boobies like when you were 20? And they're like, oh, they were saggers. You're like, and you're 60 now? 40 years of patina on those boobies. Saggy patina.
Do sloppers weigh less than like a big firm?
No, they say a pound of sloppers versus a pound of feathers weigh the same.
That's true. Like,
that is true. But they, I got a big Beach Cops investigative reporting.
What is it?
I got news from the roast of Dracula with Brian Holtzman, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man.
Not Montauk Crinkle Bosom.
Who is it?
This is another Beach Cop was there. I don't think
Jesus.
I don't think Montauk knew.
Oh my God.
This guy was undercover. So I got an email. It says, hey Danish, I attended Holtzman's Roast to Count Dracula last night. If you don't know, it was in San Francisco. If you know.
But by the way,
in Chinatown.
It wasn't just Dracula. It was Nosferatu, the Wolfman,
Blackula,
the Mummy, Blackula.
Holtzman's buddy.
Dracula.
Holtzman's buddy produced it, so he went to San Francisco, did the show. There was burlesque dancing. At some moments, it was brilliant. At others, it was a train wreck.
I bet it was.
That's pretty much how I would imagine it would go.
Was Holtzman dressed up?
I'll get into that.
Are there any pictures of this show?
No pictures.
God damn it.
No video recording?
Not that he sent me. I truly know what O'Neill means when he says that Holtzman needs two audiences. Whoa, Aaron's taking an early show shit. Halloween.
Top of the morning to that shit.
Aaron, don't forget to not flush.
Yeah, spooky. Put googly eyes on it. How crazy would it be if you put googly eyes on a turd you left in the toilet?
No, you should do some candy corns in there.
Oh, that's so funny. funny. What if you did put candy corns in a lump of shit in
this
an
guy,
office?
This guy goes, this is genius.
Candy corn in a lump of shit. It is genius.
Candy corn in a lump of shit.
That is a genius. A fucking Halloween prank.
Why don't you put a slice of pumpkin pie in there?
You should be hired as an office comedian.
No. Danish is right because it's the candy corn.
Why don't we, okay, take
it's like corn. It goes right through.
Yes,
but get a bunch of shit and just put, by the way, you should put a piece of real shit and a baby Ruth in there. And they're like, I don't know which one's.
And it's, put a sign that says, choose your poison.
Wisely.
Once a baby Ruth in the toilet, you have no choice but to eat it.
And then you're dressed up as the crusader from Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. And when the guy eats the shit, you go, you did not choose wisely.
Are you in there too?
But then he could eat the candy. It's process of elimination.
I'd say you chose wisely.
It's also shit though.
You should have dressed as a toilet and then put the toilet in next to that toilet and see if who sits down.
Dude, how arrested would you be if you dressed as a toilet and hid in a lady's room? On Halloween,
pretty arrested.
And he said, "Just relax,
dude." You have to hope that she's not a long shitter, because if she sits down on you, you got to hold her weight the whole time.
Great workout, though. I hear
this guy goes, "Do you know what the best workout is? You really want to lose weight? You dress as a toilet. You hang out in a woman's bathroom, and then when they sit on you, you got to support their weight.
You do that that thing they show on Instagram all the time, where people are squatting and leaning against the wall, yeah, and they stack the plates on them. Have you seen them do that? Yoga
does that, or you do like a small chair.
That was a quick shit, dude.
Yeah, good job,
Aaron.
Man.
What happened?
He took off his gloves.
No, he put them back on for the wiping.
He wiped with just the gloves.
Yeah, and then he put them back in his pocket.
Oh, they put them in his mouth.
Aaron, what did you do in there?
I just had to pee.
Yeah, right.
Let me smell your dick. I want to see if pee came out of it.
This guy's like, I can tell if this guy pissed out his dick or shit out of his ass. just by smelling his penis.
Well, you know, sometimes the fumes will waft onto your tip of your
that
dick.
That is true. I remember reading an article in Maxim or something about that was written by a woman about how guys need to wash their asses before they get blowjobs.
Oh, because the smell after taking a dump clings onto the tip of the dick for 40 minutes.
But I was like, what guy is going to get his dick sucked with a freshly shit ass and it's just got his legs open right there, dude?
Also,
that's fucking terrible.
Why was his dick near his ass? Is that where she's sucking it?
No, dude. I'm telling you. The ladies can smell it.
Okay. The nose isn't that far from the ass. By the way, the woman should have a new sucking style that points the nose towards the belly button.
Was that an article about
side suck
about Blumpkins?
No, but my friend Hardy claimed that he got a Blumpkin once.
That's a lie.
That's nobody's got.
I think
one.
It is a lie. I think no one's gotten a Blumpkin.
That's the new saying. All the kids are saying, "Suck my dick from the back."
Oh, have you ever had that done?
As a disrespect, I have not.
It's great.
I just told you about it and you mocked me. By the way, side sucking, you should not side suck anymore.
Why?
Ladies, because you're going to get, that way we don't have to wash our ass. Stop side sucking.
Wash your ass.
No, I'm not going to wash my ass.
Wash your fucking ass. What's wrong with you?
You won't
this
smell.
This guy's got a duty ass while he's getting his dick sucked.
You won't smell
what
the balls.
What kind of fucking irresponsible thing
if
is that?
If you go nose towards the belly button, stop side sucking. And you don't have to wash your balls or your
it's
ass.
It's gonna waft
ever
up there
again.
You fucking don't listen to this guy. You're never gonna get your dick sucked ever again if you're just like, just put your nose at my belly button. You won't smell the shit that's reeking off of my ass.
Side sucking's ruining for all of us. Now
wash
we have to wash our balls.
Fucking, wash your goddamn ass.
Don't
before
wash
you get,
your ass. Suck it differently.
That's a crazy thing to say.
This is a political campaign difference.
Men need to stop kowtowing to women by washing their asses after they take a shit so they can get their dick sucked.
Cow tipping?
Cow tipping to women.
Listen. Go on about.
Okay. Says, I truly know what O'Neill meant when he said that Holtzman needs two audiences, one audience to not get him and another audience to laugh at him berate the first audience.
That's true. That's 100% true.
The old classic double audience comedian.
Here are some highlights from the 2-hour show. This is detailed notes.
This is going to be awesome.
Holtzman dressed as Dracula.
That's, by the way, I got to see it. I got to see.
Did he have makeup or just?
His fucking jabroni Dracula.
He has good hair for Dracula. Slick back.
But he doesn't have a good mustache for Dracula.
Wait, Jabroni Dracula? That'd be like when you dress up as The Rock.
Yeah.
And then.
Can you smell what Transylvania's cooking? Smell the blood. Holtzman dressed as Dracula interrupted a lady after she opened the show with 5 minutes of stand-up in Mandarin. He ran down the aisle, told her to get off the fucking stage. The lady returned throughout the show while dressed as a bumblebee, and he kicked her off again. He later did the Asian doing the squinty eye thing, which is nice.
Classic.
Great. Great. This is the guy who's worried about fucking, it's everything's too woke these days. You can't even do Asian squinty eyes.
Was that the roast of Tokyo Freddy Krueger?
Yeah, it was.
When the Bride of Frankenstein did minute after minute of painfully unfunny stand-up, he pretended to choke himself with a mic cord.
I can literally see him doing it.
Shoot her with a fake weapon and eventually grab the microphone from her mid-set and had her leave the stage. This was followed by a thorough berating of her in the sound man. He asked the sound guy, why'd you let that bitch do 40 minutes? People actually came to see me and you let her do 40 minutes?
Is he the roast master of
this? I don't know what's happening.
Was he that? He was the...
He's the Michael Scott of the roast.
Was he the headlining roaster?
He was being roasted.
Oh, he no, he
was. I think he was just dressed as Dracula, as like
it's
tribute.
The roast of Dracula.
No, but I don't know if it was the roast of him. I think he was just dressed.
They were roasting Dracula.
It sounds though just like, I don't know what this sounds,
it sounds like. There might have been multiple Draculas.
Sounds like they didn't think it all the way through.
He had his clap for Frankenstein's monster and said, give it up for that F slur, F-A-G bomb.
Okay.
In San Francisco.
Fucking unbelievable.
He flipped out and said this was his stage debut before continuing to scream at the sound guy who was dressed as a werewolf, constantly cutting in and out during the first half of the show.
Oh my God.
He bellowed that the sound man should be fired immediately. He flipped out at the audience and yelled, you're laughing, you're not laughing. Are they right? Are you wrong?
Fucking unbelievable.
He cut off the Pope because he was unfunny and told him to kill himself and his entire family. That's the real Pope, right? Flew in for this?
Yeah. The Pope Mobile was parked out front. I saw a picture of it.
That's true.
If you're driving the Pope Mobile, you're being towed. A guy in front of us yelled that this was the weirdest show he'd ever seen. Holtzman said he's not wrong.
How many people were there?
It was sold out.
When some of the comics were bombing, Holtzman would interject by snoring into the microphone and saying things like, the DMV is closed Monday. And a green Tesla with the license plate, and then the license plate number is blocking your driveway.
Oh, my God.
All of this was taking place with Holtzman hissing into a microphone like Dracula, which is punch.
Fucking unhinged show, by the way.
I mean, this is what you get with a Holtzman on stage. I know.
Like in hosting a show.
Yeah, with other people involved, this is what he does.
Into a microphone like Dracula, which is punctuated by several burlesque dancers throughout the show. At one point, Holson put on his glasses to watch a burlesque dancer a little more closely.
I can see him doing that too, can't you?
Let me put on my readers. Look at that. Look at that turd cutter. Look at where the shit comes out.
Show me the hole. He had to put on his turd cutter specs.
He's got two pairs. Oh, pervert glasses. He's my reading glasses.
This guy hid the turd cutter art.
What? You put the turd cutter art away. Turd cutter, turd nutter, shower art.
Oh, I hid it from you. Yeah, because I said that. I told my wife that you've been reading our unmentionables. And so I hid it from you.
Yeah. Why would you hide it?
Because
it was a fun way to see what you guys are up to.
It was either that or a camera.
What's next? You're going to hide the funny poetry you put on the refrigerator magnets?
You son of a bitch.
This is funny shit. This man's not reading funny shit. He's writing funny shit. And he's leaving it out. He's mad that I'm reading it. He's telling his wife, we got a problem. We got a problem here. All that funny shit we wrote that we left everywhere. This guy's looking at it.
Hey, next thing you know, you're like, hey, so you hid your wife's diary?
It's not your wife's diary. Turd cutter, turd nutter is not your wife's diary. And it was your wife's diary. I tell you to take her to the hospital. She's having a stroke.
I don't read her diary, so I don't want to know what's in there.
But not
you're like, hey guys, on page 5 here, it says that
you had that cult leader on one of them from XYZM or whatever.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh,
remember that one?
You've been reading these for a long time.
For years I've read these. I've loved them. It's my Mad Magazine while I take a piss.
Dear Garfield.
It's fucking great. You hit him. This motherfucker took him away.
I had to.
Why? There's nothing personal in there. You putting in a penis shooting individual ejaculates.
It's shower art.
Nutter.
It's private shower art that you do when you're naked in the shower.
That does not make sense. I would never. I thought it was why
you see the one that had a brothel across the street at a strip club.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
One. And the ski poetry on the fridge where it's like I skied through the the butt.
You son of a bitch. This guy's deep diving into my personal life.
It's not a deep dive. This guy is a comedian. He leaves funny shit everywhere. And he's like, why is this guy reading this funny shit?
This guy doesn't. He's not just a comedian. He lives the life. Dude. He writes funny shit everywhere. You have to find it.
The funniest scavenger.
If I wrote funny shit on my wall and then you come in and like you're like, oh, what? That was crazy what you wrote on the wall. I'd be like, what are you reading to my shit I write on the wall?
On the fridge.
Yeah, but I had to go into your thing to throw away a Kleenex.
But it was inside the fridge.
It's not inside the fridge. It's outside the fridge.
In the freezer.
You've seen it, right?
Not really.
See, this guy keeps his eyes down. He's like, I'm here to piss. I'm here to do one thing, piss.
I was there to do two things.
Jerk off.
Piss and care about your life. Okay?
And jerk off.
I did not jerk off to the turd nutter turd cutter.
You better not do this at Dice's house. Why? He's you rifling through his affairs.
Yeah.
Cigar Shafir. He banned him.
Oh, yeah? Man, I'd hate to be banned from Andrew Dice Clay's house.
Yeah, it's a big loss.
It hurt his career for a long time.
Yeah. a lot of producers are like, meet me at Dice's house. He's like, I can't do it. I'm banned.
Did you really put those away? Man, fuck, I feel so bad.
What are you talking about?
Next time I'm there.
By the way, I didn't put them away. I didn't even know they were gone. My wife was probably cleaning everything off and then...
The timing was very suspicious.
No, but when
why don't you add your own?
That's what I was about to say.
Start a new one.
Next time I'm over there.
It's an invasion.
Next time I'm over there, I'm going to put my own little cartoon up there. How crazy would that be? And then your wife is like, did you draw this? And you're like, no.
No, but then other guests only can add to it.
Guests only. Guests only cartoons.
If it's really good, this could be kind of a Cyrio de Bergerac of the artist world, because my wife goes, did you draw that? And it's really good. And I go, yeah. And then I was like, hey, Andrew, I need you to come back
and she goes,
to go to the bathroom and
draw another
art.
One. He said, I love you.
I keep a guest book in my bathroom.
Do you?
People can sign like at a wedding.
I keep a guest book in my bathroom. It's a turd in the toilet. You have to guess whether or not it's made out of chocolate.
Oh. Well, I do. I have a camera in the toilet. So after a year of you going to the bathroom there, I'll cut together a video clip of all your pissings and I'll send it to you for the holidays.
Some of them are pathetic.
Merry pissings.
Well, we'll cut them out. I'll put big.
No, you're gonna do a fucking super cut of the worst.
Just the dripper.
The worst dripper tinklies piece.
Tinkly piece. No, we did not. She sometimes when they get too many, she puts them away
in a keepsake album.
Yeah, we have we have a lot of them.
You guys are gonna love going through this when you're older.
Yeah, I'd be like, this is the remember DeWitt.
Everything changed after DeWitt saw him. I felt like I was performing. I felt like now they had to be good.
Dude, I remember we were like 90. Remember Turd Cutter, Turd Nutter?
Don't fucking censor yourself.
I'm not because you're worried I think about me. I think you're going to read it while I piss.
I'm not going to read it while you piss. You want to read some comics over my shoulder while I take a piss?
What if you just look behind you and I'm pissing between your legs? Because I was like, I don't want you to feel like your stream isn't powerful enough. So now you've got a friend in pee.
And Jesus is pissing with you.
Dude, I hate when my stream's not powerful.
Why?
Because I always think about how O'Neill has the most powerful streams.
Why don't you just reach up and pinch your prostate a little bit?
We don't know if Aaron. Has anybody ever accused you of having a girthy urethra?
No.
Okay, so I may be the most powerful pisser here, right?
I'm inconsistent. I have great pisses and I have terrible ones.
See, I'm a consistent hard pisser.
I'm not a consistent.
It was
about
the
you,
best
Danish?
Of pisses and it was the worst.
That
of
is.
I'm kind of like that as well.
The best of pisses, the most dribbly of pisses. I drink a lot of water, though.
Yeah, I need to get better about that.
Go get another mango chainsaw.
I love them, man.
They love you. Let me finish this. It says, my friend and I said that this performance or another visit to O'Neill's Trigger apartment might drive Holzman to start doing cocaine again.
He might be doing cocaine now.
We met him after the show. He was super friendly. He apologized for the show and reached into his wallet. At first, I thought he was going to refund our money, but he gave us stickers as well as business cards with his phone number.
I knew it was stickers.
Do you think anyone calls him off those? Because he does
is
put
it a hotline or is it his real number?
He said he does get calls.
We wondered aloud if this night's show was the rehearsal, and he agreed before he explained that this wasn't his show, and he only did it as a favor to a friend that he's known forever. He also asked us not to tell anyone about the show.
He plugged it on his show for like an hour.
Don't worry, Holtzman. Your secret's good with us. I told him he was great on Beach Cops. Finally, he told us that he's going to Thailand again in February. Please have Holtzman on Beach Cops again, but you got to ask him nice. Then he says his name, and I'm going to leave him undercover. I don't want to blow his spot.
Yeah.
So I forgot to mention, he did his angry hum of My Sharona into the mic while another comic was bombing. Truly majestic and insane. Imagine doing stand-up. So anyway, my roommate.
Well, can you imagine seeing the first person go up and him just fucking destroying them, and then you're like, I'm going up, and you're like,
yeah, I'm going up as a mummy.
Yeah, like, my material is not great.
Dracula's crazy.
Lady in Mandarin.
I don't think these comics had any idea what they were in for with Dracula.
That's the thing, is they may seem, he's so crazy, but wait till he's crazy to you.
Yeah.
That's when it really hits home. When he's like, no, you're the ones that we're going to go after.
I don't know if I could handle it without raising my voice and saying crazy shit back, you know.
It just makes it worse. You're not going to beat him because he's undefeatable.
Yeah, I know, but I can drag him down in the mud with me, I think.
Literally or figuratively?
Figuratively. I think any of the Beach Cops.
I don't know if you want to engage in that sort of battle.
Any of the
that
Beach Cops, crazy with shit that we say, I think we can do it.
You can't out-battle.
I'm not saying we can out-battle him.
He's got three pensions. He's got nothing to lose.
I'm not saying we can out-battle him. And he's got a dog whistle. I'm saying we can out-stupid him.
But that's not going to win.
It's not going
to
win.
In a filth fight? Stupid. You're bringing stupid to a filth fight.
I think all of us are filthy enough, especially if it's all three of us at once.
Well, if it's all three of us at once, you can kind of drown it. But he could just keep going. But he would sing My Sharona for an hour and a half.
And he's so loud. He's such a bellowing
voice.
That's
true, but you guys can get loud. Danish is actually the loudest of us. He just keeps it quiet.
He keeps it to wraps.
I'm saving it up.
I think, guys, we need to be more confident about our ability to
defeat Holtzman. Yes. Aaron, could you take Holtzman?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Whoa.
In a fight?
See? Whoa. In a stand-up
or
fight.
To the grocery store, whichever he wants to do.
You can take him to the grocery store.
This guy
store.
Is on fire. Because remember earlier he did a bit.
What was it?
Remember he said, Aaron, can I do your bit? This is Aaron's bit.
Do my bit.
He said, I did anal in anal school.
Oh, yeah.
You said you did anal in elementary school in front of your dads.
The janitor.
Why do you always do that?
The janitor and a broomstick.
No, I didn't have a janitor rape me with a broomstick.
No, you raped the janitor with a broomstick.
That would be almost as bad.
And you got put in jail for a bit.
They juvie. Did. Juvie. They were like, there's something wrong with this kid.
DeWitt, you have to defend your home state here. I saw something online.
It's an indefensible state.
I saw this van in Charleston, South Carolina.
What's it say? It
says, smut busters on the side.
No sex.
Teen thieves, sex with the
this is why I hate South Carolina.
The smut busters? Who are you going to call? Smut busters.
I hate the anti-sex shit, the fucking prayer at the pole.
I love
it. Fucking,
what's prayer
morning.
At the pole mean?
It's where they would go out, and since you weren't allowed to say prayers... Like,
oh, you go to the flagpole?
Yeah, so people would go out to the flagpole, and they'd all be like, Jesus, everything's awesome, you're awesome.
There's one guy praying for the pole.
We love you, we know you're white, you know, we know that, like...
And then all
we know
of a sudden,
you're a man.
The smutbuster van pulls up, woo!
And they're like,
we got
right.
a report of Andy DeWitt out here smelling ass.
Yeah, but what does this van do, collect porno magazines?
I think it goes around to, like, talk to school.
Why do they need a van?
Because they want kids to be like, oh, that van's awesome.
No,
I
know,
drive around
that wasn't even a van. That was a cargo van.
Yeah, because it's full of huge. All the smut that they take.
I know, but what?
People.
I don't understand what is smut.
When
what is considered smut?
Somebody's looking at some porn.
Everything's on your phone. What do they do?
Who are you going to call?
They say, I bet you they teach kids to use the power of God to not jack it to porn.
Like, really?
Don't yeah. do it. Jeremiah 3:19 says,
don't jack it to that hot, those hot babes on X-Hamster.
You're right.
And thou shalt not beat thy weeping dick to the hot do babes they, who show their buttholes.
Do they tell you that you're going to go blind from jerking it?
No, they say you'll go blind in hell.
Because that happened to me. They told me that I would go blind from jerking it. And that's right when I started to need glasses.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, oh, I think I caught it just in time.
And you're like, wow, Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles is a really love jerking.
I thought I was going to go to hell for everything I fucking beat off to.
That's because of the smut bus.
Why didn't you drive? Do you get paid to drive this? Because I would drive that and I'd be like, I'm just kidding. It's a joke.
You know who you need?
Look at porn, kids.
Yeah, fuck.
The man we suggest for every job, John Little, should be driving the Smut Buster van.
Yeah, he would.
You know guys what? Looking at smut? You need me to pull over?
I can help you out.
What if he's waving people in traffic?
Get over.
I'm on lunch.
We'll get through this together.
You know what would have been better on that van? If they had, it said fuck, and then it had the red circle with a line through it.
What if this is just...
No fuck.
Then I
would go, oh.
What if it said teen fucking?
What if this is just a gimmick for some perverts? Like, you hand in your porno, like, you know, like the trade your gun and stuff?
Yeah.
It's like, so you give me your porno, I'll give you something.
You got more pornos?
This is the best porno collection in the world.
You should make your own porno and then give that to me to get rid of it.
Yeah, I'll get rid of it.
What would you do if that van, though, like the side instead of smut, it just said, stop beating your meat. And then it said... teens stop fucking and all, like what if it said that it would throw you for a loop.
They're pro beating your meat though, aren't they? Or
no I'm saying
anti beat your meat.
Yeah, but
you
I'm
can't
saying,
beat your meat.
No, they think it's a sin.
It's better than sex
in
their eyes. In their eyes,
I like sex better than beating my meat.
Well, I'm not saying in terms of the eyes of
I'm
God.
Saying, oh yeah, bro. No,
I'm saying this man that's anti-sex.
He likes a wet pussy a lot better than a fucking
than a hand?
Dry hand of his own.
I'm saying you see this van and it has profanity written on it. What's your reaction? Hey, stop jerking your dingus.
You get horny.
Even stop jerking your dingus is better than...
Hey, stop. What if it said stop stroking your cock? Teens, stop fucking. What would your reaction to this van be?
I still hate it.
But it's a pretty good van. You're like, is this person fucking with me?
I mean, I used to make copies at the library of the pornos I'd draw and give them out to people.
What does this have to do with the van?
I was a smut...
You're a smut peddler.
It says Smut Busters Teen Team. What the fuck?
Well, let's read about it.
Are they teenagers or are they adults?
They are adults who counsel horny teens to not be horny.
And then they jerk off to the stories of them being horny later.
Now we're all going to go around in a confessional and you say the dirtiest shit you've ever done.
And then some guy's writing it down. He's like, oh, slow down.
We'll record this. We'll record the audio.
There's a novel called Smut Busters.
What's that about?
A group of the homeless led by a composer, a retired New York Times reporter.
Different type of smut.
And an Iraq war veteran who calls himself Stormy
did
Weathers.
Did you say veteran?
He did say veteran.
Is that what it says in there?
No, I meant to say veteran. What the fuck? Why is it only taking me to this book?
And it's about them making a porno or it's just about them being dirty, actually physically dirty?
Oh, here's a...
I hate the smut busters.
Yeah, here's a Reddit post.
Ooh.
Let's go to that. It's never too early to play that holiday music, and it's never too early to start thinking about gifts, whether it's for a friend or the friends in your pants or your panties, whatever you're wearing down there. You can make this a season to be jolly with Manscaped. Do your little rup-a-pum drummer boy a favor and use that lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom.
Silent night...
Then add in Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products to have people thinking, all I want for Christmas is you. Santa cares about his sack, and so you should care about yours. Be like Santa. Look nice when you get naughty by going to manscaped.com and use the code BEACHCOPS, that's BEACHCOPS, for free shipping and 20% off. They sent me the Manscaped Platinum Package 4.0, and I am very happy that they did. It comes with a lot of different stuff. It's one-stop shop for the man who deserves it all. That's you or somebody you know. It has everything needed to help you deck the halls from face to balls just in time for that mistletoe season. Sometimes you put the mistletoe above other parts than just your lips. Platinum Package has each product from the best-selling performance package, plus ultra-premium body wash, ultra-premium 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner, and ultra-premium deodorant. It's the best way to smell fresh from your Santa hat to your candy cane. Oh, yeah. if you look like a candy cane down there, you may want to seek medical attention. Lawnmower 4.0 body trimmer and the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer feature proprietary advanced skin-safe technology to protect your delicate presence or regalos in Espanol. Plus, both are waterproof, so there's no issue clearing the snow out of your driveway. I see where they're going with this. There's also a 4,000K LED light on it, so you can light the way like Rudolph. I don't know why you'd have to use a shaver, but you might have to, or you might have to go in the dark. You never know what you're going to have to do with your pubes. Now that you've groomed your candy cane, it's time to make sure you don't smell like a reindeer. That's the big problem with me. With the Platinum Package shower products, all of Manscaped's shower gear is sulfate-free, vegan, and made to have your skin feeling hydrated and smelling fresh. Smelling good doesn't stop at the shower. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant. Everybody needs some good ball deodorant. And Crop Reviver Ball Toner can solve that stank problem all day long. Once they touch your sack, you're never going to go back. Oh, yeah. The Platinum Package 4.0, sitting under the tree, is guaranteed to put anyone in the holiday spirit and for the perfect stocking stuffer, not stuffing. Add in the brand new body buffer. It's that body buffer. Get buff with the body buffer. An incredible body scrubber that makes exfoliating easy and a lot cleaner than that old loofah you got hanging around with mold on it. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code BEACHCOPS, BEACHCOPS, at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code BEACHCOPS. Manscaped, get your jingle balls ready for the holidays. Jingle those balls.
There it is. There's the van. Let's see if they have any details about it.
Recently got aboard the Smut Busters van, and to my surprise...
Dude, I can't fucking handle... You're just scrolling through other posts. You should read the comments on the post to see if...
Have you been on Reddit before?
Not really. I don't do a lot. Not a big Redditor. Let's go here, shall we?
Yeah. To the Smut Busters?
It's just opening the
pictures. Have you been on the internet?
I've been on the internet.
So there should be comments. There's 132 comments. Click on that.
There we are.
Okay, they'll tell you about it. This kind of shit, I hated the sexual shaming along with the Christianity in South
Carolina. Yeah, but I love it because it makes everyone hornier and makes them want to fuck harder.
That is true.
Yeah, so if you don't have that, I think that this is actually part of a larger scheme to get more teens horny and fucking.
Maybe.
That's what I would do.
Also, that was why I had anal sex in high school.
Because of Smut Busters.
Because of that kind of
thing. That's what I'm talking about.
The chick wanted to save her vagina for marriage.
Which
is crazy.
Some high school kid who's super rich pays for this to drive around so that he can get more horny chicks.
There are theories in here. They're saying this is part of the Righteous Gemstones. but they're parodying, I think, things that exist in real life.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably more accurate. Like, remember when those pop-ups would happen, and then it took us like a couple years, and we're like, oh, that's just Nathan for you every time that happens.
It was just the one, the Starbucks.
He had others.
Did you watch Nathan for You? I thought you didn't because it was
too
cringy.
I'd have to leave the room many times. So you didn't really watch it.
What would you do?
I couldn't handle the one where he was doing the magic trick for the kids where his pants were going to pull down and have his penis flop out.
I'm watching it right now.
Could not handle
it. I'm going through it right now.
Could not handle it.
They're the best.
I just saw the one where he tried to change that guy's life by doing the tightrope walk.
Dude,
And he starts imitating the guy and he's like,
when they're talking to sad business owners,
it gets like
that's the worst.
As it goes on, he gets like meaner and meaner.
I don't think he's mean at all.
He's this guy.
I've seen him all.
This guy's a fucking psycho.
No, they're not. Dude, he's offering. The joke is always on him.
No, the joke is on them.
No, but he goes out and pitches this shit. He has to go do this shit.
I know.
By the way, great exposure for the business no matter what. You're on TV. People are watching it.
I couldn't handle it.
Do you know how many times I've used the businesses that he has brought onto the show?
What have you used them for?
All of them.
Use that old lady travel agent.
Use that taxi cab.
When did you use the taxi cab one?
To have him drive me around.
What city was it in?
It was in L.A. They're all in L.A.
No, that wasn't in L.A.
Every episode, he's like,
all in L.A.
I was with Sam Asidian. Like, they're all Armenian. Hello, how you doing, bro? I used the delivery in the warehouse. I delivered my baby in the warehouse.
Is that true?
In the cab. That was a crazy fucking idea.
Yeah. I can't handle it. I can't handle that. I can't handle Curb Your Enthusiasm.
What about Storage Wars?
I can't.
Because you're like, I don't know what's in there.
There's one episode of Storage Wars that made me super horny, where the old guy who wears the skeleton gloves was hitting it off with this young gothy chick.
Yeah, but how about who is the chick? Who was the hot chick in there?
Oh, she was hot.
She was hot.
Didn't she end up having an OnlyFans or something?
Yeah, but here's what you don't know.
What?
She used to hang out with Pazuzu.
Is that true?
The hot chick. Brandine?
Was it Brandy?
Brandy. Yeah.
From Storage Wars.
She was a stripper.
How to stop masturbating. Oh, we should go on Reddit as the What's Up Man on Reddit for the NoFap forum.
What's the NoFap?
That's where people think they're getting superpowers and alpha male powers by not jerking off.
It's like November.
They think they're spiking their testosterone through the roof.
Yeah, but you spike it when you unload those loads.
That's true, but they don't know that.
That's why Aaron's constantly jerking it.
That's what he had
during
to do.
The show.
Aaron, this is for you. It says, when is masturbation problematic? If it takes up a lot of your time and energy,
when you're doing it in public.
I mean, sometimes it takes a while, I guess.
Whoa, are you having problems?
No.
Hey, you got to stop side sucking.
Your home, work, or personal life is suffering because of masturbation.
Who's like, I can't go to work today because I have to jerk it?
They're like, hey, look, like this is the third time you've been out this week.
By the way, right now you're going, I think I have problematic masturbation. Look at you.
You can't even go to work.
You are. You didn't show up today.
You might be late to meetings.
You
cancel
showed up
events.
Early today so you could jerk it in the bathroom.
I jerked it twice this morning. I'm fine.
Twice?
Jesus.
Yeah.
What time did you wake up?
6.
What time do you start jerking?
Just to jerk off. You're Jerko Wilnick.
That's how I wake up, dude.
Wake up at 6 a.m.
Jerk your fucking dick.
Jerk it again 10 minutes later.
Go to the shower. Wash off your dick. Jerk off in the shower.
Why do you wash your dick off?
To wash the cum off my dick.
Wow, real diva. Why don't
you just jerk it into something?
Because there's going to be some cum on it.
Oh, so you want it to like shoot up in the air and then just plop down on the tip?
I don't want it to happen like that.
But that's how it happens.
Sometimes it happens. That
do you
way.
Ever do you ever shoot it and then you run around the room?
I don't.
Oh,
have,
I gotta catch it.
I don't have clean breaks of cum like I guess this guy does. I've seen his cartoons. Each one's just a fucking cartoon teardrop flying.
But dude,
out.
I'll get some that'll shoot over the head.
Dude, I get yeah. The problem is I front load my loads.
What's that mean?
So you get a big, powerful shot and then a sad dribble after
Yeah,
that.
That's exactly right. I get like a huge one that goes super far and then one more that goes medium and the rest goes...
How about, hey, Aaron, do you think you can get greater distance on your cum loads than DeWitt?
No.
Whoa.
No, that was quick. I believe in Andrew.
He does believe in me. This guy, you can't judge him because it goes straight off. This guy keeps hitting his under his chin. He's like, ah!
No, it goes right past. It'll graze my nose. I could smell it on the way out.
Ah, this guy goes, ah! He turns his head. He has to turn his head like 1 millimeter like this right before it goes, shoo!
I know, just enough.
He goes, where did
it's
it
like
go?
Like a boxer. He just moves just
Who
enough
knows?
To
There's
get out
of the way.
There's
a fucking stalactite of cum in his bathroom.
The like, economy of motion. All right, so what else was on there?
Aaron, are you ever, let's see, you ever late to meetings, cancel events, or leave social appointments early to masturbate?
Can't say that I have.
You're like, hey, guys, I can't hang out. I got to go jerk it. You left that Dodgers game when Pujols was going for his 700th home run.
Were you going home to jerk off?
That's just because you were excited by the game. Also, and you leave your softball games in the middle.
He leaves this show.
Yeah, to jerk it.
To have white pee-pee.
You masturbate in public or in uncomfortable places because you can't wait to get home.
Wait, dude, you're very quiet right now, DeWitt.
What do you mean?
you check all these boxes?
You're reflective.
I don't have chronic masturbation.
Are you a problem masturbator?
I was.
You masturbate even when you don't feel aroused, sexual, or horny?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
Oh, I do that.
All the time.
I do it just to save my prostate.
I've been masturbating since I was 4, so... Yeah,
wow, you're an
I have
OG.
A problem.
Yeah, that's kind
of, when you feel negative emotions.
Hold on.
We're not worthy, man. Dude, it's not something to brag about. This guy's so rad. He's been wagging off since he was 4. I'm saying it's a problem. I'm saying I have a problem. I'm trying to tell you guys about my problem.
When you have negative emotions like anger, anxiety, stress, or sadness, your go-to response is to masturbate for comfort.
I have to fucking masturbate to concentrate. Before I can even work, I've got to fucking jerk it.
Oh, instead of using a comforter when you're cold, do you ever masturbate?
I have masturbated to calm myself down. or stop being mad or stop being sad.
That's definitely, you're taking that box.
You're putting new boxes in. They're like, since we met you, we need to add boxes to this
list. You're like, I see colors when I masturbate.
That's true.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, oh, now you're a beautiful mind. You just see visions of loads.
You're a pornographic mind. You feel guilty, distressed, or upset after masturbating?
Hey, James Painter, I feel guilty after masturbating.
You masturbate even if you don't want to?
Yeah.
They already said that. Yeah. You find it difficult to stop thinking about masturbation?
That's not true. I cannot think about it, but I just have to do it like 5 times a day.
You're like, I'm not thinking about it. I'm on autopilot, but I still have to do
it. Dude, is that what you're doing? Are you jerking off to the pictures that we draw in the bathroom?
No, I'm not jerking off.
Have you ever
off.
Jerked it at my house?
No, I swear to God.
Sometimes you go in the kitchen and you're in there a little too long.
Fuck you. I'm not jerking off in the
kitchen.
I'm
just making sure.
Jesus Christ, to what? I skied through a butt? Yeah. The craziest. What would you even say?
Maybe you're that horny.
This guy's got piles of dishes everywhere. He's got a fucking cast iron skillet on the fucking thing. He's soaking it. Then I'm like, oh, yeah, look at this. Right here, so he skeeped into a butt.
Maybe you're looking at the food. You got the fridge open.
Yeah, I'm like, look how healthy this food is.
I have Aunt Jemima butter or
Mrs. Butterworth?
Syrup. Aunt Jemima, no, syrup.
I used to think maybe Mrs. Buttersworth was hot.
She is hot. Yeah.
Because she's syrupy. I'd imagine her syrupy all over my penis.
You're like, oh, I bet her pussy tastes like syrup.
It squirts it. Do you suffer from
we
any...
just gave an
Aaron. Aaron was horny. He's jerking.
What are you doing back there? That was a very...
He's drinking maple
syrup. Did you just come?
Here's, do you suffer from any of these signs of excessive masturbation?
All
right. Skin irritation?
No. But Tammy did jerk the skin off of my penis when we first got together.
Okay. It says that. Did Tammy jerk the skin off your penis first time you met?
And then when I put it in her pussy, it burned because of the fucking.
Oh, there's nothing worse
acid.
Than getting little little tears in your penis.
Yeah, dude.
Edema, aka swelling. Inability to connect with a sexual partner.
Well, you get swelling.
And I connect sexually with my wife all the time. Dude, I was telling the guys before the show.
Wait, what guys? The guys out in the hall?
The crew?
Yeah, so the crew.
Some of the union crew guys?
I got my butthole slapped with a fucking cat of nine tails.
Oh. She went out to the
Is
pond?
The first time?
I was bent over. No, but this was the first time she really aimed for the butthole and balls while I was bent over.
Do you think she's been practicing?
It's hard to get. Hard to get yeah, the.
She goes to the local.
Oh, Aaron just said sharpshooter. By the way, hard to get. It's going to be hard to shit now.
Why will it be hard to shit?
It just rhymes.
She didn't blister my asshole.
Well, maybe if she worked a little harder, she could.
Do you think, hey, if I load her my blowgun, do you think she'd get a dart in your butt?
She's not going to shoot a dart at me.
Well, no, but you could put a dildo on it.
All right, now you're talking.
Can I do it?
No.
To show her how to do it?
No.
Okay.
Can we put one thumbtack on the whip just to spice things up?
That's not going to spice it up.
Stick
That's
into your sack.
Horrific, dude.
Oh,
it's horrific.
Would you put a balloon in there and throw a dart at it? You put a balloon knot in your balloon knot.
In your asshole.
And then you throw a dart at it.
No. I don't want any darts going in my asshole.
That's for like Lollapalooza-style freak show magic.
So staple gun is out.
No.
Staple gun. Oh, this guy's going staple
gun. Or nail gun.
Oh, nail gun. You'll kill him.
You'll shoot your ass out.
Nail gun? Damn did kill him.
Do it. So you're saying I'm almost doing S&M?
Yeah. I am saying that. Dude, it was crazy hot. I love getting whipped on that taint, man.
Can you whip your own asshole with your dick?
Yeah.
You can?
You just get
you
it loose
that?
And go like that. Yeah.
No, I'm saying, but do you do that?
Yeah, I do like
can
that.
You take a bull whip and whip it beneath your legs?
I do like to do the thing in front of the mirror where I whip my dick back and forth and it slaps my butt.
What are you, in the movie Kids by the pool?
Is that what they do?
The kid does.
I do that for my wife. So I'll walk out in the morning and I'll just do the kids thing. I'll slap it side to side and then I'll go up and down.
Yeah, I like that. I like doing that.
I like it because when I wake up in the morning, that's when my balls are the saggiest.
Yeah, my wife loves the saggy sack.
Saggy sack sounds like some
sort of doing hacky sack
like a local business. Oh, we always go to the Saggy Sack.
Is that a bar?
Where Danish takes his kids to trick or treat.
Oh, so the Saggy. What if you just
That's where I saw the lady with the huge tit.
What if Saggy it was sack? Just a bar, a strip club, a fucking sex
So all
toy.
Of this stuff was a problem when I was a kid. I'd be late for school. I'd be late for fucking the dentist. I'd be late for... It was.
This guy goes, we're going to the dentist. We better jerk
dentist
it.
Is like, Andrew, were you is jerking that, off before you got
You
here?
Know, that was the worst going to the dentist because you when you... were younger, you would get a boner in that chair.
Yeah.
It was always my fear. I would get it, and then I'd be like, please just clean the teeth a little longer. And they'd be like, you're all done. And then you have to stand up, and you got a fucking boner.
Yeah, like, well, dude, we're going to have to clean your boner
horrific.
Off.
I would Women have don't to, even know what we went through as young men.
Dude, I remember I had to... This is awful. I remember jerking off at the dentist's office one time.
While you're in the chair?
No, I wasn't in the chair. It was after it was over.
When they told you to go rinse?
And I had,
you go, I'll rinse and repeat.
I was running so far behind, I didn't get to beat off that day. And so I went to the bathroom, but this
it's
is before.
It's almost like an OCD for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I think it is an OCD thing. So I didn't, this was before I was beating off with my hand. I'd have to hump the floor. So I had to hump the bathroom floor at a dentist's office, a public bathroom.
Was it clean at least?
I just humped the corner as far away from the toilet as possible.
Did the dentist walk in and go, whoop, occupied, all right.
It was freezing cold.
See you on that chair, buddy.
It was fucking freezing cold. And this has been,
where'd you
kid.
Blow the load?
I didn't have loads as I was a kid.
This is a public one. Right, but that doesn't lock.
No, it locked.
It's the people walking.
It locked,
in
but
like...
I had to put paper towels down on the ground. Got naked, laid on the paper towels,
and they're like, "You doing a long time in there? How long did it take you?"
Well, you can tell you're at a cool 40 minutes. You can tell you're at a cool place because they have the body shaped what do you call it? Cover that you put on the floor,
dude. That's terrifying. That
by the way, did you bring
stuff.
Fart spray to spray in the bathroom? We go, oh, I was just taking a huge shit.
Man, I shouldn't say all these things that I did. It's embarrassing.
Your dentist listens.
What are they going to cancel you?
Yeah.
You're going to get... you canceled yourself.
I just feel terrible about it.
Well, it's good to get it off your chest. And Andrew, look at me.
I feel like
me.
It was ruining my life.
It's not your fault, Andrew.
I have 15 tips to get you to stop.
All right, tell me about them.
Well, I have some more.
Well, now it's under control.
Tip number one, stop touching the tip.
That's true.
Number two.
Don't absentmindedly touch your penis.
Do you have potential to get infection or physically harmed from improper use and maintenance of sex toys? I think you do.
Well, with me humping a bathroom stall floor, yeah, probably.
Do you have potential for legal issues if caught masturbating in public and other prohibited places?
Dentist office.
Are they going to arrest a kid? What was that on the news? 9-year-old arrested today masturbating in a dentist's office.
Step one is talk about it with your romantic partner or others you can trust, which you're doing here.
You guys are my romantic partner?
No, Aaron is your romantic partner, but we're people you can trust.
All right. Well, guys,
Aaron,
used to be
are
a
you fine
problem.
With that, taking on that role?
No.
Okay.
Thank
Aaron
you.
Is not
Thank
your
you, Aaron,
partner.
For not being pulled into his buffoonery.
It says, focus on your partner. I'm not going to read this whole thing, but it says, build upon the regular routine by doing more of what each of you enjoy and or even try new things. This is bonding, fun, healthy, and distracts from masturbation.
But that wouldn't help me as a kid. I didn't have a girlfriend.
Well, it says limit your time alone.
That didn't help me either.
Jesus. By the way, they need something to distract you is basically what they're saying. So anytime you get the urge, you go, hey, you call us and we'll come over, throw the football around with you.
You have a huge boner.
Dude, imagine me angrily throwing a football to you guys with a boner.
Like, this fucking sucks. You would be so pissed. You're like, this sucks.
I'll bring my laser pointer and I'll put it on the wall and you can chase it.
That's not going to help me.
That's
not
distracting.
That is distracting, but I feel
you would love it. By the way, you would love chasing a laser pointer on the wall.
I'll bring you some vegan wings.
Okay, now you're talking.
That's a terrible distraction. Anytime he feels like masturbating, distract him with food.
He just eats a whole thing of wings.
This says,
imagine how fat I would be in a month.
Dude, yeah, but you wouldn't be jerking it.
You would be so bloated.
It's not
disgusting.
A problem that I jerk it now. It's just how I get my brain to work in the mornings.
This says, although masturbation is an activity that can be done in pairs or groups, it is oftentimes done in isolation. I'd say oftentimes.
I'd say a lot. Majority.
The more time. Whoa!
Ladies and gentlemen, find out more tips on how to stop masturbating on the Patreon. We're clicking over
this
now.
This is so fucking embarrassing.
What a cliffhanger.
You guys never had chronic masturbation problems?
I jerked it a lot. Does. But I didn't. I wouldn't consider it a problem. I'd consider it a joy, a pleasure.
I'd say as a teen, most males. Yeah. Yeah, I was a chronic. Are jerking it too much.
I would be taking a dump, and then I would be like, well, I'm already here, so I'll jerk it while I'm dumping.
That was a big trap for me.
Sitting down.
That's tip five. Never shit.
That's an unbelievable tip. It's a great tip, though. If I was taking standing shits, I would never have beaten up.
They say those burn more calories, standing shits.
I was so bad in high school that did late start, early dismissal. So you could
show up, beat it before, and hurry up and get home and beat it.
You were on jerker's time.
I was on jerker's
time. Yeah, but when you go to, if you ate something that was so disgusting, you wouldn't be able to jerk it.
Tell
like you're
more.
So full.
Oh, I read about this guy bloated. Eating a raw potato. He'd sit down and eat a raw potato every time he felt horny, so he wouldn't fuck his fiance
because
before
he
marriage.
Because he felt like crap.
Yeah.
Ugh. Well, I'm saying, but if you ate,
so disgusting.
You know, you ever eat something that fills you up so much, it's so bad for you that you're like, I can't do anything.
Just drink some MSG straight up.
Here's the deal: that happens with sex, but I could still crank it out if I felt fucking disgusting from like curry or something.
If the paycheck's good enough,
yeah. Let me get that sweet cranking it, fat guy cranking it paycheck.
OnlyFans. This is a profound statement. The more time alone, the more opportunities you have to masturbate. Limiting time alone limits these opportunities.
This is such a weird thing.
Don't spend time alone. Don't spend time alone because you'll beat your dick.
What if you live alone? They're like, get a roommate. Get a jerk police.
I will tell you this. When I lived alone in Chicago, that's
when you were at your peak?
The sexual addiction stuff got real. That's when I was getting got.
So you can't live alone.
I was jerking off with strangers online. I was doing crazy shit because I was living alone, dude.
You were doing stranger things to your body.
That's true.
You were jerking 11 times a day.
That's true. I was also doing drugs.
No, when you live alone, why wouldn't you? I jerked it all the time. I lived alone for years.
Dude,
jerking all the time.
It was crazy, man.
Aaron comes into the studio just to get some alone time in here.
He comes in at night, unlocks the studio.
Is that true, Aaron? Do you come in? You got three computer screens there. You can watch something different on each one.
Yeah.
There is a ton of lube in here.
I never knew why.
There's also...
why we need podcast lube? He's changed all the labels on it to say official electronic podcast lube only.
Oil. Sound oil.
He's got a fucking pocket pussy that just says podcast pussy on it.
Did you... Why, there's a hole in the wall there.
When I unscrew this microphone, there's like a little fucking mouth shaped into it.
If you take off the cover... Like
a thin wiener.
If you take the cover off this microphone, Aaron's penis is actually sticking out.
That'd be crazy.
He runs it all the way over to you.
Record.
That's a prank. This guy's got a giant penis.
This is a good tip.
Well, it's very long and very thin.
Bob Barker.
That's what women love the most. Real long, yeah, real thin.
Nice pencil.
Very spearing.
Yeah. Nice pencil penis.
Yeah.
Stop watching porn. It says 200,000 Americans are classified as porn addicts.
That's it?
40
whoa,
million
whoa, whoa.
Americans.
200,000?
I think, honestly, the real thing is probably 40 million.
Yeah.
40 million American people regularly visit porn sites.
That's the, yeah, so it's 40 million people.
They also say don't go to the dentist anymore. It seems to be a trigger for you, Andy.
That's true.
Oh, dentist or...
Let your teeth go to hell.
There's an old nurse with huge titties when I was a kid.
What? Where?
She made a comment. She made a comment about my penis once when I was a kid.
I remember this.
Yeah,
I was there
because I had a hard on.
And she's like, "Ooh, I like your penis."
She goes, "I would side suck it, but your balls smell."
What'd she say about it?
She said, "Oh my,
nice boner."
She just said, "Oh my."
She said, "Oh my," like, "Ugh," and you're like, "Oh, thank you." She's like, "Oh my!"
I had a huge hard on. I couldn't. I didn't know why. I just had a huge hard on.
What were you in the hospital for?
I know it was my checkup. I was laying down the table.
Oh yeah.
And the doctor was having the nurse take my pants off.
They're like, "Bring in the male nurse, please." And then you're like, "Ooh, I like that too."
I think you were part of one of these Teal Swan sex cults.
Yeah, no, I wasn't. But Teal Swan could have tricked me with that memory. Yeah.
Very easily.
Yes.
Right. Oh, you would be susceptible.
We should send you to her and have her implant memories, and then you come back on the show and tell us.
What's weird, though, is your real memories would be worse than the implanted memories she gave.
It's really true.
Dude, how do you go to the doctor? You get a boner, you're laying. I don't know. Sometimes I think that.
I knew.
That I think that there's weird people. They were dressing up. They knew how to trick you.
No, I did not get tricked. I did not get tricked. She had huge titties and great cleavage.
She said
she was old.
She's probably in her late 50s.
She said, silly boy, these tits are
for men. That is why you love old ladies.
And maybe. Dude, her titties were incredible.
Did you tell her?
No, but I did tell her in a way with a throbbing hard penis.
You say you may be old, but I'm drinking milk and I'm getting bigger.
and I can make white milk come out of my pee hole.
So call me later.
That, you know what? You know, if you want to sell more milk, then you just start saying that milk gives you bigger, stronger boners.
Up until that moment, that was the most erotic experience of my life, having that nurse say, oh my, when she pulled down my pants.
Not erotic at all.
She probably was like, oh my, how embarrassing, you know?
Yeah.
Or, oh my, I can't believe it.
Whoa, look at Aaron, what'd you just say?
I was agreeing with him. That he was. It was probably. She was like, "Oh my, that's embarrassing."
Yes, yes.
Aaron.
Generally, when I go to the doctor,
were you that?
Generally, when I go to the doctor and I have to take clothes off, I'm like, "I swear, it's better than this." Usually,
you tell the doctor, goes,
"Hey, sorry,
this guy,
doc.
This guy's roasting his own dick at the doctor's office."
The doctor's like, "Mine too. I get it."
Yeah,
sorry, bro. Usually, my fucking rod is just shining.
You don't slap it back and forth a little bit so there's a little girth.
This office cold or
yeah. Start jerking it a little bit.
You know when I go in and get a physical, yeah. I go, "What movie is this from?" And I start flapping my dick side to side.
He goes, "For my favorite movie, Kids, where the kids do this."
Then you guys high five. You're like, "You know what? Let's end this appointment. Let's go drink a few beers."
Erotic shower comic about how much I love this scene.
Aaron, do you have a card that you just pass to the doctor and on it says, "Sorry, it's usually bigger"?
Yeah, yeah, it's laminated. Yeah,
it's laminated, and then you ask for it back at the end of the thing.
I need to get that back.
Or you could have the laminated card like, "Don't talk about my small penis. It's a very sensitive topic for me."
Yeah, and normally it's bigger when it's hard.
Yeah, you don't judge it. You
say, don't judge a penis by a doctor's visit.
or its cover. How many guys do you think take Viagra before they go to get a physical?
Aaron apparently does.
I take half a Blue Chew.
I get a
boner. To the gas station. Be cool.
I get wild wiener, and then I take a rubber band and I tie it off.
And then
and he goes, "Why? Oh, your dick's all purple."
They go, "Thank God you got here in time."
When I take my pants out of the doctor, I tuck my dick with the mangina behind. I'm like, "Where did it go?"
Oh, like, wait, are you a gynecologist?
Put me in the stirrups, doc.
And then you go, "Blonk." you go, "Whoops, I have a penis after all."
I have a slide whistle when he touches it.
No, you go.
I try to time a fart while they got their hand on my
balls.
I'm
nervous about that because I've got to get that done soon.
Are you going to fart on the hand and the prostate? They're going to be like, "You've been getting
I've got
pegged,
a lady
sir?
Doctor, too. I've never had a lady doctor do this.
Do you ever dress up as Luke Skywalker when you go in there?
Yeah, I do, and I paint my dick green. And I go, "Oh, bigger I will get."
Or you say, "You won't like it if you make my dick mad."
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You won't like my dick when it's angry.
So you're like, you're doing Incredible Hulk lines while you're dressed as Luke Skywalker.
I put little jeans on it.
Why don't you, what was I going to say?
And after I come, it does a sad walk away with a backpack on. I make it go, "What's this? How's the song go when he's walking away at the end?" Da, da, na, na,
he goes
na,
like this.
Have you seen Incredible Hulk? He gets big when he is mad. Hulk it out. Wouldn't it be fun to be the Hulk? Have you seen Bruce Banner get mad?
That's it.
It's Aaron playing.
Oh,
he commandeered
this
me.
Guy.
He commandeered the sound.
He did. This guy was going to be looking up fucking cows farting and fucking Expedia ads in front of him and shit.
By the way, we should just play all ads, all YouTube ads.
Imagine playing this every time you come.
This
your
song?
Penis is limp. Yeah.
This song. This is from the TV show.
Yeah.
That was a great
show. They called
show.
Him David Banner. On the TV
I know, that's
show.
Why I used to say David Banner. People go, "It's Bruce Banner." Why'd they change the name?
Because they thought Bruce was too gay of a name.
Oh, so the gay Hulk. You mentioned the gay Hulk. He gets mad at you while you're fucking him? Or he's fucking you and he goes, "Hey, you're saying crazy shit to him." He goes, "Stop making me mad." All of a sudden he gets hard while his dick's inside. You just blows your ass apart.
Dude, that would be terrible.
This is.
But I wonder, because She-Hulk... Spoiler, She-Hulk fucks Daredevil in the second to last episode.
Okay, great.
And
I was almost there. I was only every episode away from it.
Is that a man or a woman?
Daredevil is a man.
Who's it played by?
Played by Charlie Cox. Yeah.
It's played by Hayden Panettiere.
It's not Will from Stranger Things.
No, it's not
the bowl cut.
No, but she fucks him, and everyone's like, "I wonder if she hulked out during orgasm." That would be hot.
What did he say?
But she's already hulked out. She's green.
She was not green when they fucked.
But she was green throughout the whole series, I thought.
No, she goes back and forth, dude.
Does she?
Yeah.
What does she look like when she's not hulked out? Is she smaller?
The actress, yeah. She's really small and mousy.
Really?
Yeah.
Because she's jacked as the...
Yeah. It would be hot. Oh, God, eating an ass, and then it goes from pale skin to green.
Doesn't that mean she gets mad, though? What would she get mad about? He's not eating her pussy?
No, but she might just have an intense emotional experience and have that.
Oh, happen. She got mad, though, when she was side-sucking and his balls smelled.
Like, if she goes, "You didn't even wash your ass after you shit." And he's like, "Point your nose at my belly button.
Stop side-sucking." And then he gets mad. Told me
that if you point your nose at my belly button, it won't smell like
that. You gotta crank your head like this. And when you go up there, you gotta straight... Since it goes straight up, you gotta like...
Has she ever met the male Hulk?
Yeah, in the first episode.
Do they kiss?
They're related. No, they're cousins.
Yeah, they're cousins.
So who cares?
Kissing cousins.
They're identical cousins.
See where they're from.
And you'll find
Patty
they
do.
They hulk alike. They skulk alike.
Dude, sometimes they even fuck alike.
Dude, when you go to Hulk Town, they don't care if you're related.
Where's Hulk Town?
It's in Kentucky.
More like Hulk Town.
Hulkopenia?
Hulkopenia.
So that's really why they changed it?
Is that a website?
Because I always thought it was I say David Banner to this day.
Yeah,
is David Banner
Bruce?
I mean, they thought Bruce was too gay sounding, so they changed his name to
Who's
David.
The rapper? Was it David Banner?
Yeah.
It was Bruce Banner, the gay rapper.
It was Bruce Banner.
He's 400 pounds.
Super gay.
If you make him mad, he gets super slender.
Can you imagine
super
that?
Gay.
Oh, hello.
Can you imagine in the 70s?
That's a crazy character. A guy who gets gay when he's angry.
Flamboyant. Well, let me go put on a cowboy.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. Your tax returns, you have to redo them.
In a way, though.
Oh, honey.
Oh, please.
That could be you, though. Like, if a woman makes you mad, you're like, "I'm going to go out and fuck some dudes."
Yeah.
Kind of, in a way.
Okay. I've never hate-fucked dudes.
You're like, so. "You're not going to sell me that weed?"
Guess what? I'm going to bend over.
But can you imagine being back? What was Hulk come out? Late 70s?
Yeah.
And they couldn't use Bruce. They changed an entire existing character's name because at the time.
I think that was the stereotypical gay name of that time period. But what about Bruce Lee? I mean, there's...
I know. No, they call him Bruce Lee. Call him David Lee.
What about a man...
They changed his name to David Lee on all the TV shows.
A man who used to be called Bruce Jenner.
Yeah.
Oh.
They changed his name to David.
To Caitlyn Jenner to make him more masculine.
Who else was... Oh, Bruce Valanche probably ruined it for everyone.
Until he was by the pen name David Valanche.
No, they kept him Bruce.
They're like, "Stop using the fucking
honestly,
name." Real Davids were like, "Stop using
David
our name."
David sounds a little gay to me.
As a gay cover.
It really? Sounds even more. It sounds
uh-oh,
like
all the Davids in the comments are coming after you.
Is that for real? I'm sorry. Do we have robot voice too?
Yeah.
Hey, it's me, David.